Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Every time Palm Sunday rolls around, a familiar story comes to my head from when I got to visit a village that my husband had lived in for about 3 years when he was a Peace Corps volunteer in the Dominican Republic. To get to this village, you had to ride a motorcycle up the mountain, and he brought me there on our honeymoon. And so we had some luggage, and we had two different motorcycles. And so I trailed him going up the mountain, and I was so glad that I did, because I got to watch firsthand what happened when we entered the top of the mountain and got to the first house in that village. It was a Sunday afternoon. People were sitting on the porches of their homes, and I'm not sure if they knew he was coming or not, but when they saw him, they rose to their feet. They started clapping and chanting his name. And as the motorcycle passed by each house, the people left their porches and just peeled alongside and walked alongside that motorcycle until the entire village had accompanied him to the town hall, where they all gathered for a meeting and to say thanks for being here. It was really quite an emotional and amazing moment for me to witness. I was being introduced to this village that my husband had lived in for 3 years, and to my eyes, he looked like a town hero. And who doesn't like to be associated with winners and those who get a lot of adulation and attention? But the truth of Palm Sunday and the gospel that Pastor Rudd just read shows us that Jesus actually turns our human ways of power and victory and what's most important on end. In the passage Pastor Rudd just read, he referenced the Old Testament passage from Zechariah that said Jesus would have certainly been aware of, and it says that the king will enter Jerusalem, not on a chariot, not on a war horse, but humbly riding on a donkey. We're born into a world that says climb the ladder and at the top you'll reach success. Break the record, make the front page of the newspaper, then you know you've made it. But Jesus' way is radically different. Jesus rides a donkey into the city. Jesus sides with the broken. Jesus meets us in humility and knows just what we go through when we find ourselves there. It's like the famous story of the Special Olympics race where the runner who was winning the pack looked back and noticed that a fellow runner had tripped and fallen and had no chance of contention. So the winner of that race turned back around, picked that runner up by the hand, and together they ran across the finish line hand in hand. I love that story because it illustrates the way of Jesus' power for me. We're never separated from Jesus. We're never better than one another. We're always finishing together, and Jesus is bringing life to others while giving glory to God. Corrie ten Boom, you've probably heard of her. She was a famous Christian who has testimony of suffering in Nazi concentration camps, and she wrote a whole book called The Hiding Place. She touched millions of lives. She's had lots of accolades. She is no longer living, but she received many honorary degrees. And one time, a reporter asked her if it was difficult to remain humble while hearing so much acclaim. She replied immediately, "Young man, when Jesus Christ rode into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday on the back of a donkey, and everyone was waving palm branches and throwing garments in the road and singing praises, do you think that for one moment it ever entered the head of that donkey that any of that was for him?" She continued, "If I can be the donkey on which Jesus Christ rides in his glory, I give him all the praise and all the honor." Palm Sunday is a reminder that the glory is about Jesus. It's not about us. And that glory comes in unexpected ways. Jesus' way does not protect us from pain. Instead, Jesus creates a home to which we will land when we encounter pain ourselves. Because as this week reveals, Jesus goes all the way to the cross to give us new life. It's an oxymoron, really, that death would bring life, that hurt would bring understanding, that darkness shows the light. The longer I live, the more I realize that I would love to protect all those that I love from the pain of this world, most especially my kids. But the longer I live, the more I know that their lives need to be full of bumps and bruises because I am not a savior, first of all, and I will never be able to protect them from all that they will go through. People will hurt them. They will hurt others. And though as a loving parent I will want to intervene, I want them to know even more fully that Jesus is always there to save them. Because Jesus is our true salvation. The crowds welcomed Jesus with songs of Hosanna, which in Hebrew means God save us. They, like us, want freedom from all the things that oppress them. They, like us, are tired of political rifts and power struggles. They, like us, long for freedom and clarity for a viable way forward. When we wave our palms, we say those words, Hosanna, which means God will save us, but do we really think about those things from which we need saving? Save us from anger. Save us from cancer. Save us from depression. Save us from debt. Save us from the strife in our families. Save us from boredom. Save us from violence, from worry, from bitterness, from arrogance, from loneliness. Save us, God, from our fears. Save us, God, from ourselves. And save us is exactly what Jesus will do this week as he journeys to the cross. Quietly, humbly, Jesus will walk the journey, connecting with us in all of the human stations in life we will find ourselves in these days of Holy Week. All of the stations in life we will find ourselves in beyond Holy Week. Jesus will walk with us, not through glitz or glamour, not by making us more popular or adored, but through the humility of the donkey and the life-giving power of the cross. Thanks be to God. Amen.